Not a bad day today, getting up to 9 degrees for your Tuesday. We are joined by Mayor Cynthia Block this morning. First off, Mayor Block, congrats on the Briar coming to Saskatoon.
Oh, isn't that exciting? It was quite the event yesterday morning. I couldn't believe when I showed up at Montana's and the parking lot was filled. A lot of exciting curling enthusiasts, that's for sure.
Oh, it's going to bring a big boost of economic stuff to Saskatoon as well, too.
Yeah, we welcome that opportunity. It's going to be electric in our city in February of 2027.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions for you today, Mayor Block. First, the downtown entertainment district. First, there was the proposed go-ahead. Then there was back burner because of the political situation with the states. Then talks were on again about a different proposal. Now the plug is pulled on the project. What happened?
Well, I wouldn't say the plug has been pulled. I mean, this is our opportunity to decide about a private partnership as part of the overall funding for the Downtown Event and Entertainment District. And Oakview Group, sorry, that's how to pronounce it, came to talk to council about what its plans are and how it would benefit not only, an arena and convention center, but our downtown and the city as a whole. And so I thought it was a very constructive conversation. We got a lot of questions answered. I think in the end, council really felt that this is a very big decision and one that we should not make lightly. And in view of just recently getting those questions answered, an opportunity to process, I think, is probably the best way to frame that.
Okay, so the plug has just been temporarily pulled.
Yeah, we will revisit this in the first quarter of next year. And this will give us the opportunity to not only weigh about the answers that we receive from Oakview Group, but also to consider the overall climate of change that's happening around the world right now. I think that for some folks, there's some concerns about the economic impact of working with an American company. And for others, I think this is also, for many of the new members of council, perhaps a lot to get up to speed. There's been so much work done on getting us to the point where we're ready to start figuring out the funding strategy. But all of that back work about how did we do the land assembly? How was the site chosen? How would the overall piece work to make sure that we don't have a property tax impact to move Saskatoon Center downtown? All of those pieces, I think, require some careful thinking to make sure that we are solid in those decisions.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left. I'm not sure if you can answer this question or not, but the Broadway Bridge restoration. First off, I'm glad it's done, but drivers now are taking issue on a big change, and that is there's no longer a free-flowing lane onto 4th Avenue. Now you have to go around a left curve and to a set of traffic lights, and you have to make a real right turn onto 4th, which could cause traffic backups up the bridge while you're waiting for people to make that turn. What was the thinking on this?
You know, in terms of that traffic flow, I don't know that we even fully understand that impact at the moment. When I went down it yesterday, the 4th Avenue was closed off.
Right.
We don't even know how that's going to work yet. But I don't anticipate that this is going to be an issue at all. The biggest reason is for pedestrians. We are an increasingly mobile city from the standpoint of a livable, walkable city. And that whole area of how the intersection worked at the bottom of the bridge was completely impossible, if not at least very risky, for pedestrians to utilize because there was no pedestrian infrastructure.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Mayor Cynthia Block joining us this morning. Mayor, thanks very much for this.
Thank you.